We are continuing our study of the heroes of the faith in Hebrews chapter 11. Thank you for tuning into the Radio Bible Course. Today we're dealing with Rahab, an ancestor of Jesus. Listen to verse 31 of Hebrews 11. By faith, Rahab the harlot did not perish with those who were disobedient, because she had given friendly welcome to the spies. Rahab lived in Jericho, and she is a remarkable person, so remarkable that I want to read the account from Joshua chapter 2, beginning with the first verse. Then Joshua, son of Nun, secretly sent two spies from Shittim. Go look over the land, he said, especially Jericho. So they went and entered the house of a prostitute named Rahab and stayed there. The king of Jericho was told, look, some of the Israelites have come here tonight to spy out the land. So the king of Jericho sent this message to Rahab. Bring out the men who came to you and entered your house, because they have come to spy out the whole land. But the woman had taken the two men and hidden them. She said, yes, the men came to me, but I did not know where they had come from. At dusk, when it was time to close the city gate, the men left. I don't know which way they went. Go after them quickly. You may catch up with them. But she had taken them up to the roof and hidden them under the stalks of flax she had laid out on the roof. So the men set out in pursuit of the spies on the road that leads to the fords of the Jordan. And as soon as the pursuers had gone out, the gate was shut. Before the spies lay down for the night, she went up on the roof and said to them, I know that the Lord has given this land to you, and that a great fear of you has fallen on us, so that all who live in the country are melting in fear because of you. We have heard how the Lord dried up the water of the Red Sea for you when you came up out of Egypt, and what you did to Sihon and Og, the two kings of the Amorites east of the Jordan, whom you completely destroyed. When we heard of it, our hearts melted, and everyone's courage failed because of you, for the Lord your God is God in heaven above and on earth below. Now then, please swear to me by the Lord that you will show kindness to my family because I have shown kindness to you. Give me a sure sign that you will spare the lives of my father and mother, my brothers and sisters, and all who belong to them, and that you will save us from death. Our lives for your lives, the men assured her. If you don't tell what we are doing, we will treat you kindly and faithfully when the Lord gives us the land. So she let them down by a rope through the window, for the house she lived in was part of the city wall. Now she said to them, go to the hills, so the pursuers will not find you. Hide yourselves there 3 days until they return, and then go on your way. The men said to her, this oath you made us swear will not be binding on us unless, when we enter the land, you have tied this scarlet cord in the window through which you let us down, and unless you have brought your father and mother, your brothers, and all your family into your house. If anyone goes outside your house into the street, his blood will be on his own head, and we will not be responsible. As for anyone who is in the house with you, his blood will be on our head if a hand is laid on him. But if you tell what we are doing, we will be released from the oath you made us swear. Agreed, she replied. Let it be as you say. So she sent them away, and they departed, and she tied the scarlet cord in the window. As I've read this story, I have been amazed at the faith of Rahab and how much she knew about the Israelites. The people in Jericho, in the land of Canaan, had heard about what God had done in Egypt. The news had traveled. Well, unfortunately, the news has not traveled to some preachers today, for they don't believe this story. Some seminary professors don't believe it. But the people of Jericho did, and they were greatly afraid. Now, Rahab talked about Sihon and Og. These were kings and their armies who were defeated east of the Jordan, up near the Sea of Galilee, and that's recorded in Numbers chapter 21. By the way, King Og had the first king-size bed. His bed is described there as being 9 cubits times 4 cubits. He was a giant of a man. And we read about that in Deuteronomy chapter 3, beginning with verse 11. His bed was 13 feet long by 6 feet wide. That was the original king-size bed. Now, Rahab said her people heard about all this that the Israelites had done. They had captured 60 walled cities of Bashan. That was Og's nation. And Hebrews 11:31 tells us that Rahab did not perish with those who were disobedient. All the people of the city, except this woman and perhaps her family, did not turn to the Lord, but she did. The Greek word for disobedient is in respect to faith, as in chapter 3:18 of Hebrews, where it says, "All died in the wilderness because they were disobedient." Now, verse 19 of this chapter clarifies it. So we see that they were unable to enter because of unbelief. What this amounts to is that the people of Jericho had no faith, even though they had heard about how the Lord God had worked miracles on behalf of the children of Israel. Were they disobedient? Well, they were as far as believing was concerned, but if anyone was disobedient in immorality and in the lack of character, it was this woman Rahab who was spared. She had no good works, as we know good works. She lied when the king sent for those men. She was a traitor. She betrayed her own city. She was immoral, a prostitute. She was selfish, thought only of herself and her own family. And until she heard of the God of Israel, she was destined for destruction. Now, when she did hear about the God of Israel, she must have said, "That's my kind of God." And she was convinced that the Creator was Israel's God, and she believed in Him before the spies had arrived. She was not unlike Cornelius in regard to faith. We read about him in Acts chapter 10. In both cases, the Lord sent someone with a remedy for deliverance. Her welcoming the spies was a result of her faith. And the book of James, chapter 2, says she was justified by her works, not as we know justification, however, because James uses the word in a different sense. In the eyes of men, she was justified by her help of the spies. Now, this act proved to men that she had faith, and she cast her lot with the children of Israel and believed in their God. Now, should such a person be honored in the Hebrews 11 list of heroes? She was not a good woman, and I think she's the only prostitute listed here as someone who had faith. But she was far more than most of us know. She married an Israelite named Salmon. Perhaps he was one of the spies. And Rahab was the mother of Boaz, from whom descended Jesse, who was the father of King David. And one of King David's most noted descendants was Jesus Christ. Now, Matthew chapter 1, verse 5, confirms this. Rahab was an ancestor of our Lord Jesus Christ. That sounds strange to most people. Did it contaminate Jesus at all? No, Jesus was born of a virgin. It was his human father, Joseph, who is descended from Rahab. Now let's look at the life of Rahab. She's very much like a Christian today. First of all, she was a sinner, just like all of us. Then she heard. She heard about God and what God was doing. And that's how the gospel came to us. We heard the promise of God, the promise made concerning Jesus Christ and how all who believe in him would have eternal life. Rahab said, "I know that Jehovah has given you the land." She had assurance. That was conviction of things not seen. That was faith. She believed Jericho would be destroyed. That's in chapter 2, verse 13. And she forsook her people. In the first century, many of those Jews who were convinced that Jesus was the Christ had to do the same thing. They forsook their religion and their people. Many of them were martyred. Many of them suffered. And even today, the message to those who believe is, come out from among them. Jesus told his disciples that we are in the world, but not of the world. And we may face a similar decision to Rahab. To follow Christ might mean to leave friends or family. Then we see that Rahab was loyal to her newly discovered God and his people when she hid the spies. And finally, she had faith in the only God of the universe, which meant a new life, a new family, and a new future. Well, a person who believes in Jesus Christ for eternal life is very much like Rahab in this respect. To leave all her people and join Israel was a proof of her faith. She didn't do any good works, but she did have faith works. And so, when James chapter 2 says she was justified by her works, it's referring to her works of faith, works which came out of her faith. And those works specifically refer to how she hid the spies. She cast her lot with these people, and she put her life on the line. She had to believe that those men would keep their promise to her to spare her and her family if she helped them escape. I have referred to James chapter 2, which is a bone in the throat of many people because they don't understand how anyone could be justified by works. You can get a thorough discussion of this matter of salvation by faith without works through our Understanding the New Testament teaching tapes. We have a new brochure that lists some 25 short courses on cassette tape. Write for a copy today. Ask for our tape brochure. These tapes are not sermons. Most of them were recorded right in a classroom at Louisiana State University. Write for your copy of teaching tapes. Until tomorrow, this is Nick Calavoda reminding you that the word gospel means good news.
Our address is Radio Bible Courses, Post Office Box 14916, Baton Rouge, Louisiana, 70898. The website is rbcword.org.